New music there from Pink. That's What About Us on Today FM. It is Al Porter here with you until half two this afternoon, and we are talking about, well, not only working class areas, I was going to say working class areas, but we're just talking about certain areas in general and the reputations they have, namely negative reputations, and whether or not they're deserved. I won't talk too much on the topic because there are so many brilliant contributions coming in. Al, there are good people and bad people in every area. I hate generalizations, and news journalists do not deal with facts anymore. They sensationalize to sell the story. Truth be damned, says Maria Kennedy. I'm from Limerick, said one texter. I lived and worked in Dublin for a few years in the 2000s. I loved it, but I would say 99% of my days worked here. Now think about that. There's somebody saying almost all the time. 99% of my days worked in Dublin. I heard the term Stab City, referring to Limerick. And it generally always came from a dub. Never seemed to get old. Then I was amused to see the uproar from the dubs in relation to an Irish Times comment and an article in the last few weeks that didn't paint Dublin in the best light. It makes it very hard to improve a city's image when you have people so willing to refer to it in derogatory terms when they probably know very little about the place itself. I have to say, I've heard the Stab City thing loads of times. I mean, in fact, you know, when I'm on stage and I go, oh, where are you from? And somebody says Limerick, I might be inclined to just jump in with, oh, Limerick, oh, I better be careful. This one is entitled, Tala, I love you, but you break my heart. And it's from Grania. I'm in my late 30s and proud to say I'm from Tala. I have listened to some major slagging over the years, and some was joking, but some was completely obnoxious and judgmental. I know and continue to meet some of the kindest and most generous people in Tala. Then it says, although I will always stick up for the area, I have to say it breaks my heart when I walk my dog or I'm driving around and see how some people treat the area. Dumping rubbish, destroying playgrounds, burning benches. I know the kids will be kids, but why is this accepted and why does this happen more in our area? I think in a way we accept antisocial behaviour more than it would be in an area like Blackrock. I think the communities need to be more vocal and less accepting of this, and maybe it will gradually change. Maybe I'm simplifying some complex issues, but if the majority of people living in Tala do their best to take care of the place, I think it will be a nicer place to live. And that came in from Grania. See, what's interesting about that is, I wonder when people value something, Grania, and people treat something with worth and respect and feel like it's worth something, they actually look after it more. And I think the problem is that some of these areas feel so neglected, and they feel like so as if they weren't cared for, that they just treat it with disrespect because they go, what does it matter anyway? I don't know. Get in touch on 53102. Well, I'm so above you. Ah, yes, the inimitable George Michael and Wham, that's Freedom. On Today FM, it's Al Porter here. I'll be with you until half two this afternoon. Good afternoon, Helen.
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm very good, Helen. Thanks for asking. Now, Helen, you went and you lived in Limerick.
Yes, I did for about 4.5 years, like when I was in college, and then I used to lecture at night in the college that I was a student in. So,
and it's a very rough, dangerous place full of people
stabbing people. No, it's not. Far from it. Far from it. I love living in Limerick. Like, it was a big move to move down, obviously, when I was going to college, you know. Mm. But I was a late location to the call, so I mean, like, I was that little bit older as well, you know.
Right.
And no, I couldn't. I mean, like, I guess, you know, when you move into somewhere new, it's all about the people that you meet on the way.
Yes.
And I have to say that anybody that I met in Limerick, there's nobody like them. You know, really and truly, it's like yourself. They're the heart and soul of the place, and there's a, you know, there's fantastic people down below there, like, you know, and I highly recommend Limerick.
And had you heard negative things before you went to Limerick?
Well, I guess, you know, I mean, like, you always hear it, but there's no point in hearing it. You have to experience it for yourself, you know, and my experience was far from it. You know, I mean, like, I love living there. The people are very warm, hardworking people, and I loved every minute of it.
And when you hear negative things about Limerick and you see it kind of in the news and things like that, what's your reaction? Do you kind of feel like you need to come to its defence or?
Yeah, I mean, like, it drives me mad. I mean, like, I guess I'm a Cork woman and I was a part-time Limerick woman. You know, that's what I always say when I was above there. And I mean, like, I guess it's like, no matter where you live, Al, you'll always have something, you know, no matter what part or what county that you live in, you know. And I mean, like, maybe Limerick, because it is a big city, like I was in Dublin, it's a big city, you know, there's a lot more population there, you know. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I would find myself kind of jumping to their defence, like, you know, really and truly, like, because that's not the case. Limerick is a smashing place to live and plenty of nice people there. And it's like, you know, it's such a diverse spot, you know, and a lot of creative people in Limerick and hardworking people.
Helen, would you like an Al's pal?
I'd love one.
I'm going to put one in the post to you. I'll send it out to you.
I'd love one. I would love one. Like, you know, and say hello to the photography department in Limerick College of Further Education. That's what I did when I was in Limerick.
Well, you saved me the need. You've done it yourself. I'll talk to you later, Helen.
All right, thanks, Al.
Thanks for
Mind
calling.
Yourself.
Bye. They don't love you like I feel. I like that. That's new music there from Paloma Faith, Cry Baby, and before that, Jutumont and I Got You. It's Al Porter here, joining you until 2:30 this afternoon. Nanny Pat is on the way to entertain us, but before I get to that, we were talking about working class areas, and not just working class areas, but predominantly working class areas, but areas that have a negative reputation, that kind of persist despite all efforts to dispel any myths about them and cast a good light on them. This is off the back of me being on the Tonight Show last night and talking about social housing. Al, I have to say, all the years watching Vincent Brown, you and Eamon Dunphy were clearly the best contributors I had ever heard, says one texter who just doesn't watch enough TV or doesn't get out enough. You hit the nail on the head when you were speaking about Leo Varadkar and his horrible divisive policies. I love the way you called out his social welfare campaign for what it truly was, and the fact that him and his fellow TDs couldn't care less about the kids that are living in hotel rooms. And I was born and reared in Finglas and raised by super parents who taught me to treat all the people the same no matter where they came from. It's just a pity that Leo and his buddies weren't taught the same. The country would be a better place, says Catherine in Meath. Katrina says, like you, Al, I'm a proud Tala person and I get very frustrated with the negative views that people have of Tala, and I don't believe that it is deserved. I am a barrister at law and I've had to work very hard to get where I am today. All of my friends that I grew up with and those who I have met along the way, also from Tala, are very decent, hard-working people. Some of them are top in their chosen field. That comes in from Katrina. You've hit upon a very big issue, Al, says Anne in West Meath. I hope you check with the Today FM News to see if they are consistently referring to Tala as Tala, regardless of whether the news is good or bad. This is obviously in reference to the fact that someone was shot in City West and suddenly reports were calling it Tala. Unfortunately, these days the news can't always be assumed to be correct. There are many narratives being spun to us every day. News should be trustworthy across the board, whether a person or area is liked or not. However, you might think that this is a little love-in for these areas, but it's not. Here's a text. Tala is a kip, Al. My dad's a taxi driver and he got his first job to Tala in a while, and while he was helping a woman in with her shopping, two lads robbed his phone and his float. I'm from the north side and I live in a similar kip. Everyone knows what areas are kips. These are the areas where the government will build the quick build houses in. Nanny Pat is on the way.
It's dead.
Wedding Dress Wednesday on Today FM.
For today, as a bride, you shall walk down the aisle. So pretty in your veil, flower in your hair, a ravishing beauty for dare to care.